Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to start this morning with a short prayer and we'll get into it. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the beautiful sunshine. I thank you for the birds chirping. I thank you for the friends and brothers and sisters we got in this room. I ask you to bless us today. I ask you to allow us to hold on to the words we hear if they're of your heart and cast them out if they're not. I ask you to just bless us and bless our friendships together. Amen. I'm getting up here today just a little bit differently with my Bible, and that's it because I felt the Lord telling me for the last few weeks now, if we have to prepare notes to go into battle for him, we're not always going to be at battle. So what better place to start the battle than talking to his congregation with just a Bible and his words, or just allowing him to come out through the word of scriptures so we can tell it to our work colleagues, tell it to the friends on the street, because if we can't talk to people we love and our brothers and sisters without letters prepared, how can we talk to people of the world? So I felt the Lord just saying, and that came really apparent in the lead up to Christmas in my workplace, because everyone asked, kept at me about Christmas. And my words was, if you shouldn't have a Christmas holiday if you don't believe in the Lord, because it's his birthday. And a few of them came back arguing that it's their holidays and their time off. It's like, yes, it is a holiday, but it's a holiday to get down on our knees and thank him for being on the castle and being our Lord. And it was hard because I'd never been down this line of just, I've always tried to get the Bible out or have something prepared, and it was hard on the spot, and I felt the Lord pushing me in that direction saying, we're in a time where we need to be able to talk to anybody and everybody about him. Yeah. So I went to Psalm 98. 96. I've got a couple here I had in line. It was, I sing unto the Lord the new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord his blessed. Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation for day to day. Declare his glory among the heavens, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but all the Lord made is heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O wisdom, worship the Lord in the beauty and holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heavens that the Lord
reigns,
the world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and let the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and let and all that is there the rain. Let shall all the trees of the word rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the word and the righteousness and people with his truth. And I kept reading that, and I don't know why. Like, Jess asked me 4 or 5 times this week, have I got a scripture prepared for today? I had nothing. And we had a family day out yesterday, and I was driving, and Jess was talking, and I wasn't listening. Sorry, darling. But I was replaying what I've read in the Bible and what I had in my... because I could see the words. And I had 2 or 3 verses come up, and that was one of them, and there's one in the New Testament too, that just kept at me. And then we went to Bridport, and there was a lot of ungodliness there. And I just felt when I was getting, I went and got the children an ice cream to tell the lady that the Lord loved her. She was dressed in a bikini serving me at an IGA. And I thought that was, yeah, it wasn't nice. I was glad my sons didn't have to see it. I wish I didn't have to see it. And I think if we're not willing to stand up for the Lord in those circumstances, when are we? And we have to go out and not be in war with the world, but tell the world that the Lord loves them and they need the Lord to be saved. And I just thought that fitted in with that psalm. So thank you for today. And, yeah.